HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Inflation is at the top of the Fed's to-do list. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says officials meeting today may let interest rates stay as they are.
All eyes will be on the Federal Reserve when it convenes its two-day policy meeting. There are a lot of opinions about what the Fed should do. The most likely outcome, according to economists, is that the Fed will not take any action at this meeting, leaving the federal funds rate at 5.25% to 5.5%.
And we should learn about that decision at about 2 Eastern time, in about 5 hours. The economics have not been good for Writers Guild members who've been on strike and without paychecks for 5 months in a dispute over pay and artificial intelligence. Guild member Adriana Wright.
It's hard. I hear people saying it's hard. We are tired. People need money. People are really, really struggling.
Union negotiators are expected to meet with studio reps today. On day 6 of the auto workers' strike, still no indication of any progress toward settling it. Climate-related disasters like hurricanes have been sending insurance rates through the proverbial roof. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy.
Scientists say that climate change is fueling this pileup of more intense disasters, and that's causing a reckoning for insurance companies that also face higher costs to rebuild homes due to inflation. They're now either jacking up premiums for disaster coverage or pulling out altogether in places where the risks are now just too high.
The FDA says not yet for a new allergy medicine. CBS's Stacy Lynn has more from Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration said no to Neffy, at least for now. Neffy's a nasal spray being tested to treat severe allergic reactions. It would be the first needle-free option, so you wouldn't have to poke your kids. This mom hopes it eventually will get approved, eliminating the need for an EpiPen.
Having allergies is traumatic enough. Injecting them with epinephrine just adds to that trauma.
King Charles has just arrived in France, and as CBS's Vicky Barker tells us, the French seem to be a bit lukewarm toward him.
This was the scene when the late Queen Elizabeth visited Paris in 2014. Long live the Queen, Parisians cried. Paris 2023, and these Parisians are, comment dit-on, apathetic.
Nothing special for me, actually.
King Charles, isn't as important, as symbolic as Elizabeth.
This retro craft commercial tells us how easy it is to add American cheese to a sandwich.
Two slices of American singles. They're individually wrapped, so they're easy to open.
But Kraft has recalled some 83,000 cases of that processed American cheese because some of the wrapping is staying on the slices. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Democrats are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to throw out a counter made by Republicans in court filings this week, arguing whether or not newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz can legally hear a case regarding the state's electoral maps. Republicans argue Justice Protasiewicz has prejudged the cases due to campaign comments she made. If she doesn't recuse herself, Republicans have threatened to impeach her and could have the votes in the Assembly and Senate to do so. Ahead of the holiday shopping season, Amazon has announced they're looking to fill over 4,000 jobs across the state of Wisconsin. According to a statement made by Amazon this week, they're looking for workers in a variety of roles and are offering up to $28 per hour with sign-on bonuses between $1,000 and $3,000 in certain areas. The company will host hiring events on Friday in certain markets, which can be found on Amazon's website. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
.5 The Tap.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups.
Daniel's show, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Music from Huey Lewis and the News. Song that went to number one on this date in 1986 and then stayed there for 3 weeks. Remember that song? If you were around back then, you probably do because it was all over the place. Hey, we've got 58 degrees and sunshine right now in Eau Claire. And in Richland Center right now, mostly cloudy skies, temperature of 60 degrees. And welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Hope you're having a good day. And just before the break, we were discussing this story from CNN about the possibility or the probability of a government shutdown. And the Republicans only have until the end of next week, you know, the end of the month, to try to get their act together. Although it does seem difficult, the headline on this piece from CNN says the Republican Party infighting is driving America toward a government shutdown. It used to be a pretty simple thing that the elected officials, Congress, would approve new funding for the government so the government can keep moving forward and the United States can keep moving forward. But nowadays, you got a bunch of Republican extremists who just want to throw a wrench into the gears and stop the whole thing. They don't understand the importance of government and of keeping it funded. So we are in this piece from CNN with the headline of the Republican Party infighting is driving America toward a government shutdown, posted by Stephen Collinson. And so could a tie-up between moderate Republicans and Democrats save the day? In other words, could it be Democrats that help the Republicans to try to get the budget passed? It says here, there is, however, one potential solution that could head off the crisis, an emerging discussion of a tie-up between a number of moderate House Republicans whose seats are at risk in 2024 and Democrats that would extend government funding and even potentially furnish Ukraine with new aid. So if the extremist Republicans don't want to play ball with the other Republicans, then maybe those Republicans could turn toward the Democrats to help them out. Getting back to the story, it says a complex set of maneuvers could send a spending bill out of the House that a sufficient number of senators of both parties in the Democrat-led Senate could agree on. Still, even this arcane answer is a long shot. For one thing, the use of the so-called discharge petition would take time to work through legislative hoops as the shutdown clock runs down. That means a compromise between moderate Republicans and Democrats might be a more viable option to end a shutdown than to prevent it. It would also require minority Democrats to decide to line up alongside Republican lawmakers from states like New York, whom they will target in their bid to take back the majority in 2024. So handing a win to the critical Republicans on whom the Republican majority depends may be a poor strategy. And a partnership might also have the effect of bailing McCarthy out of a situation in which his conference looks incapable and dysfunctional and from which Democrats can profit. On the other hand, Democrats might enjoy the optics of hijacking the House chamber and making the Speaker look even weaker. Intrigue about a potential revenge of the moderates spiked on Tuesday after Republican Representative Mike Lawler from a New York swing district said he was open to working with Democrats. And here's what he said. He said, if the clown show of colleagues that refuse to actually govern doesn't want to pass the continuing resolution, I will do everything we need to make sure that a CR, continuing resolution, passes. Okay, and keep in mind, he's a Republican, and he's talking about his Republican colleagues when he says, if the clown show of colleagues that refuse to actually govern doesn't want to pass the CR, I will do everything we need to make sure that a CR passes. The bottom line is we're not shutting the government down. In a sign that Democrats are considering their options, their leader, Hakeem Jeffries, will meet the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus on Wednesday, today. The group has a bipartisan plan to fund the government by temporarily extending current spending levels and include aid for recent domestic national disasters, Ukraine funding, and some border security provisions. But underscoring potential tensions within the Democratic Party over an eventual deal, the Congressional Progressive Caucus announced a meeting to discuss their perspective on the budget negotiations. The notion of a moderate revolt and cross-party bipartisan solutions from the political middle have often mooted, M-O-O-T-E-D, mooted in age of hyper-partisan fury in Congress. On odd occasions, they've worked. For instance, in the infrastructure program passed by President Biden in a win that eluded his predecessors. But such efforts usually collapse on the logic of partisanship. Sometimes they are used as a feint by party members to call the bluff of more radical members of their conference. And any decision by a handful of Republicans to split with McCarthy, who supported them with fundraising and advice in the midterm elections, would be a tough one personally and politically. It could also make them persona non grata on their own benches. And here is a quote from Matt Gaetz, Florida representative, Republican, of course. He's one of McCarthy's most prominent Republican critics. He said, "If moderate Republicans sign a discharge petition with Democrats, they are signing their own political death warrant, and they are handing it to their executioner, because it won't be me and the conservatives off hunting the moderates. It'll be the very Democrats that they would be working with under that hypothesis," end quote. And weighing on Republican moderates will be the risk they could cost the speaker his job. A bill that passed the House with Democratic votes could be the final straw for McCarthy's enemies and cause a vote to unseat him. The House can't even fund the military. The plight of a speaker saddled with a tiny majority and a rebellious conference in a party that rewards extreme rabble-rousing rather than legislating and governing was laid bare on Tuesday when five conservative members killed an attempt to pass a defense bill that was loaded with Republican priorities, normally one of the easiest legislative lifts. And here is a quote from Mike Garcia, Republican from California. He said, "They just handed a win to the Chinese Communist Party as a result of this vote." Representative Mike Garcia, a Republican in California and an ex-Navy fighter pilot, told CNN's Manu Raju. Got to take a break. It'll be a short one. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on, on, on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
The cats that you meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street alone.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind from the south at 5 to 15. And we do have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower late this afternoon into this evening. Maybe one or two here across the region, but that's it. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, sunshine, 81. We are tracking a system that could bring measurable rain by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
David Bowie doing Fame. song he co-wrote with John Lennon. In fact, John Lennon's vocals heard on that song at the end of the song. That piece, by the way, that song, Fame, by David Bowie, went to number one on this date back in 1975. It was his first number one hit song in the United States. And welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Got 9:24, almost 9:25 right now. It is 62 degrees and sunny in Amory right now. 64 degrees with mostly cloudy skies in Hayward at this time. And just before the break, we were discussing the fact that not only can the House Republicans not fund the government, they can't even fund the military at this time. They don't want to fund the military. This is a piece from CNN that we've been going over called, or with a headline that says, the Republican Party infighting is driving America toward a government shutdown. And we were almost to the end of this piece where it is discussing the fact that not only can the extreme Republicans in the House, not only can they, or not only do they not want to fund the government, they don't even want to fund the military right now. This piece, just before we went to the break, I was going over this where it says the plight of a speaker, in other words, Kevin McCarthy, saddled with a tiny majority and a rebellious conference in a party that rewards extreme rabble-rousing rather than legislating and governing, was laid bare on Tuesday when five conservative members killed an attempt to pass a defense bill that was loaded with Republican priorities, normally one of the easiest legislative lifts. Quote, they just handed a win to the Chinese Communist Party as a result of this vote. That's Republican talking. Republican Representative Mike Garcia from California, an ex-Navy fighter pilot. Nebraska Representative Don Bacon, who represents a Biden swing district, commented to reporters as he motioned toward the House floor. He said, the dysfunction caucus at work. The bizarre circumstances of the House crisis were encapsulated during one appearance before reporters on Tuesday by Kevin McCarthy when tensions appeared to boil over when he was asked about aid to Ukraine that Biden warned at the United Nations on Tuesday was critical to winning a war that would spill far beyond its current footprint amid Russian expansionism if the U.S. abandons Kyiv. Quote, this is McCarthy talking, House Speaker. Was Zelensky elected to Congress? Is he our president? I don't think so, McCarthy said in a striking outburst against a Washington ally fighting a war for his own country's survival. Zelensky will be in the Capitol on Thursday on a mission to shore up his country's desperately needed aid pipeline from the United States. Even to a leader from a war zone constantly under attack from Russian drones and missiles, Washington's utter failure to govern itself is likely to look like dysfunction run riot. Piece from CNN, 9:28 right now. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local civic media radio station.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Federal Reserve officials wrap up their two-day policy meeting today with inflation at the top of the to-do list. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says they may decide to hold interest rates steady.
At the very least, pausing before the last two meetings of the year will give the Federal Reserve more information as its decision-making process continues.
More than 4 months into the writer's strike against Hollywood Studios, contract talks set to resume today. Los Angeles Times senior entertainment writer Meg James.
It will be incumbent for both sides to try to sort of find a middle ground. Everyone is just exhausted. People have been tired of being out of work for 5 months. You know, people's tensions are high.
The FDA says not now to a new allergy medicine. CBS's Alexander Tin.
ARS Pharmaceuticals, developer of an epinephrine nasal spray it had branded as Neffy, disclosed the FDA is now calling for more data after repeat doses.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. If you've noticed more spiders around than usual this year, University of Wisconsin-Green Bay professor Mike Draney has an explanation for you. According to a WSAU report, Professor Draney said having a mild winter like the one Wisconsin had last year can drastically increase the spider population in the state. According to Draney, when temperatures don't drop low enough, more spiders and similar bugs will survive throughout the winter, leading to an increase in normal population and potential spread throughout the state. Republican Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly Robin Voss is blocking pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees unless the university cuts diversity, equity, and inclusion spending by $32 million. The Republican-controlled legislature voted to cut funding to the University of Wisconsin systems, a number they identified as the funding for DEI efforts. The legislature had previously approved 4% raises for 34,000 university employees this year and 2% for next year. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five minutes.
Whoever was excited, then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Strange days have found us.
We shall go on.
From the Doors. And those guys were so cutting edge back in the day. New and different sounds. And by the way, it was on this date, September 20th of 1970, that Jim Morrison, lead singer of the Doors, was acquitted on charges of lewd and lascivious behavior, but was found guilty of exposing himself during a concert at the Dinner Key Auditorium in Coconut Grove, Florida, a year and a half earlier. At his trial at the Dade County Courthouse in Miami, Judge Goodman sentenced Morrison to 6 months of hard labor, $500 for public exposure, and 60 days hard labor for profanity. Sentence was appealed. Morrison was never brought to trial. He passed away in Paris on July 3rd of 1971. And I should mention that a friend of mine was actually at that concert, and he said it was all BS, that Morrison never exposed himself or did anything like that. He was pretty trashed. He was just drunk and mumbled quite a bit. And if you look up accounts of that particular show, most people who were there say the same thing. He didn't do any of these things he was accused of, but the people who were the people at the trial who were supposedly witnesses all had ties to the local police department. So it was a strange thing, strange days for the Doors, strange days for us these days, based on some of these headlines we're going over today. 9:36, almost 9:37 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 63 degrees and mostly cloudy skies in La Crosse. It is 60 degrees in Richland Center, also mostly cloudy. And the next thing I want to get to today is what's going on at the Capitol building in Madison. The governor, Tony Evers, has called for a special session on child care and workforce development for today. But according to this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, says Republican legislators expected to reject Evers' special session on child care and the workforce today. After all, what's so important about child care and workforce development? Another example of Republicans just trying to throw a wrench into the gears of progress. Dateline Madison says here, and by the way, this piece was posted this morning, Republican lawmakers are expected to gavel in and gavel out of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' special session on child care and workforce development today. While the Republican-controlled legislature is required to meet to take up the special session, lawmakers are not required to debate what the governor has proposed. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican, and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, Republican, dismissed the governor's announcement in early August, with Voss calling it, quote, nothing more than a rehash of Tony Evers' tax and spend budget, end quote. Republicans have routinely shut down the governor's past special sessions within seconds, including his attempts to overturn Wisconsin's 1849 near total abortion ban and give every state resident a $150 tax rebate. The governor's $1 billion request for the child care and workforce development includes items that Republicans rejected earlier this summer during the budget writing process, including extending more than $340 million in funding for child care counts a pandemic-era program set to end in January, and also providing nearly $200 million for a new engineering building at UW-Madison. Other provisions in the governor's plan include $22.3 million for the Partner Up program, which supports employers purchasing childcare spots for their employees at existing regulated childcare providers across the state. That's a program that helps employers. It also helps the employees, the parents, but $22.3 million, which supports employers purchasing the childcare spots. And evidently, the Republicans aren't into it. Also, the governor's program has a $40 million increase in general aid for the Wisconsin Technical College system. Again, the Republicans must not be into it because they're not going to vote for it today. There's also $17.3 million over the biennium, the two-year budget, for the Wisconsin Grants Program, which provides college students with need-based financial aid. Don't want to help the students. $100 million to continue the Workforce Innovation Grant Program, which provides grants to regional organizations to design and implement plans addressing healthcare-related workforce challenges. There's also $10 million for Wisconsin's Nurse Educators Program, $60 million to address healthcare workforce shortage solutions through nurse education and healthcare opportunity grants, among numerous other programs. And there's $16 million to address teacher staffing shortages. All of these are important things that would help to move our state forward, but the Republicans aren't into it because it's the governor's plan. So it says here that Evers' plan would be a big boost for the UW system. Evers' plan would funnel $66 million toward the UW system following a bruising budget season that included a $32 million cut. The $32 million is what Republicans identified as going toward diversity, equity, and inclusion spending at universities over 2 years. A veto by Evers allowed campuses to absorb the cut while saving the DEI positions. The UW system may be able to recoup the $32 million cut by presenting a spending plan focused on workforce development to a Republican-controlled committee. The governor also proposed nearly $200 million in taxpayer-supported borrowing for a new engineering building at UW-Madison. Republicans rejected the project, citing cost concerns, despite the building being the top priority for university leaders and lawmakers approving lower-ranked UW building projects. A broad coalition of business organizations, including the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, supported the project. Normally, Republicans are on the side of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, but not this time. The new building, by the way, would allow UW-Madison to graduate hundreds of more engineering students who are highly sought by Wisconsin employers. Democrats accused Republicans of playing politics with the state's public universities. Robin Voss recently suggested blocking pay raises for all UW system employees unless his demands to dismantle DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion offices are met. The budget already includes funding for 4% raises this year and 2% raises next year, but the pay bumps require approval from a legislative committee that Robin Voss co-chairs. And here's a quote from Evers' spokesperson, Britt Cutterback. In a statement, she said, "Republicans are more focused on playing political games with Wisconsinites' livelihoods, continuing their decade-long war on higher education and making it harder to recruit and retain talented workers than finding real solutions to our state's shrinking labor force. So Democrats are going to keep pushing for the Child Care Counts program as Republican bills stall. It says here that Evers' special session call is also the Democrats' latest attempt to create permanent funding for Child Care Counts, which is set to end in January. The program has allowed providers to make long-awaited updates to their facilities, increase wages and bonuses, hire additional staff, and prevent substantial rate increases for families. Child Care Counts has distributed more than $652 million in federal pandemic relief funds directly to 5,080 Wisconsin child care providers since the program's inception in 2020 as of December, according to the DCF. Federal lawmakers, including Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, introduced legislation to continue providing $16 billion for the next 5 years for the Child Care Stabilization Grant Program, which was created under the American Rescue Plan Act 2021 to keep child care providers afloat during the pandemic. Republicans have taken a different route to address the crisis in Wisconsin, introducing a slate of proposals that would bring regulatory changes to the industry, create a loan program for child care center renovations, and establish a program to allow families to deduct child care savings from state income taxes. 9:46, got to take a break. It'll be a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Put a price on my soul. My burden is heavy, my dreams are beyond control. When that steamboat whistle blows, I'm gonna give you all I got to. And I do hope you receive it well, depending on the way you feel that you live. These words that I speak, I know you've suffered much, but in this you are not so unique.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're
hey man, your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there are things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind from the south at 5 to 15. And we do have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower late this afternoon into this evening. Maybe one or two here across the region, but that's it. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, sunshine, 81. We are tracking a system that could bring measurable rain by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums, 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. But down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But
around with Jim. 9:52 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Music from Jim Croce. It was 50 years ago today, on this date in 1973, Jim Croce was killed in a plane wreck, and it was a shock because he had just started rising up the charts, had several hits out by that time, probably a half dozen or so, just one after another over the previous year or two. Then he was gone, just like that. His son, by the way, still out touring, doing shows, A.J. Croce, playing the music of his father. And I haven't seen him, but I hear it's a good show. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 62 degrees right now with sunshine in Eau Claire and 63 degrees with sunshine in Amory. Got time for a couple other things here before we wrap it up for today. Saw an interesting article at HuffPost about the former president and Brooke Shields. Have you ever heard this story? Brooke Shields got a classic Trump response after she turned down his invitation for a date. This piece posted at HuffPost yesterday afternoon. It says here that Donald Trump told Brooke Shields She was making a huge mistake after she turned down a date with him in the late 1990s. Brooke Shields told the New York Times about her Trump encounter during an interview promoting her new cabaret act called Fame is Weird, which she begins with an anecdote about the former commander-in-chief. In a chat after the show's premiere, the pretty baby actor remembered, quote, "I was making some movie in the late 1990s. My phone rang, and it was him." Trump got straight to the point, according to Brooke Shields, saying, "You and I should date. You're America's sweetheart, and I'm the world's richest man. People will love it." I'm going to read that to you again. Trump got straight to the point, according to Shields, saying, "You and I should date. You're America's sweetheart, and I'm the world's richest man. People will love it." End quote. Bewildered by the abrupt offer, the Suddenly Susan star said she stifled some laughs before telling the future president, quote, "Thank you. I'm very flattered, but I have a boyfriend, and I don't think he would appreciate me stepping out on him." End quote. Shields remembered Trump trying to have the last word, recalling that he told her, "Well, I think you're making a big mistake." "I said, well, I'm going to have to take my chances." Brooke Shields attended the premiere of her documentary, Pretty Baby, Brooke Shields, during the 2023 Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, on January 20th. Shields first recounted her Trump story in 2017 on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and said the call happened sometime around Trump's 1999 divorce from Marla Maples. That same year, Shields ended her two-year marriage to tennis player Andre Agassi, but she told Cohen she rebuffed the real estate developer by telling him, quote, I have a boyfriend. He's really not going to be happy about it." In 2001, Shields wed director Chris Henchy, with whom she shares daughters Rowan, 20 years old, and Greer, 17 years old. Yeah, one of the things that Brooke Shields was always known for was being, in addition to being an attractive woman, a model, and a movie star, she was known for being intelligent. And I think that's pretty good evidence that she had a grasp on what was important and did not accept the date with the now former president. And let's see, we're almost out of time. Is that right? Yeah, we got like 2 minutes left. Not enough time to get into any other stories, but I'll have more stories, more stuff for you tomorrow morning. And I hope you have a great day today and do something nice for someone today. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. The journey was long. They sacrificed and they paid the price. So I could live this wonderful life. And I know this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong. La la, la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Mm.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 AD P. Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere